Good morning, girls and boys. We're turning to John's Gospel and to chapter 17 once more, considering this wonderful prayer of the Lord Jesus for us. And we're thinking of the first words of the chapter. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father. We want to emphasize those words in particular. We'll go a little further into the chapter in later studies. But at the present, our theme is our great high priest at prayer for us. Let me emphasize to you all, each and every one, that we have no priests apart from the Lord. Apart from the Lord. He's our only priest. Now, we ourselves can act as priests in that we come before the Lord and offer the sacrifices of prayers, but there's no priest for us other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Many people, even within the realm of the Protestant religion, look on certain men as their priest. If you were to look in the Book of Common Prayer, if I'm not mistaken, and my memory doesn't fail me, there it speaks about the minister being the priest. Well, he's not a priest to the people in the congregation. There's only one priest. That's the Lord Jesus. And he has offered a sacrifice for us, himself, and he is interceding for us at this very moment. He's praying for us. Right now, and I have been striving to emphasize that to you. The last time I was with you, I considered the subject of who the Lord was praying for. And the who was you, if you're saved. If you're saved. The who is you. Just you think about that. We go a little further today, and we're going to ask the question, who is it that the Lord Jesus is praying to? He's praying for those who are saved, but who is he praying to? What does our opening verse say? These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father. Here, the Lord Jesus is talking to our Heavenly Father. So, the question is answered in this very first verse. Many people get annoyed when they hear that people are talking about them. They get vexed. They consider this very wrong. Talking about them behind their back. Oh, they get so upset. But there's nothing about which we should be upset by the fact that the Lord Jesus is talking about us to his Heavenly Father. Think about that, boys and girls. At this very moment, the Lord Jesus is talking about you, if you're saved, to his Heavenly Father. Isn't that a marvelous thing? At this moment, there's a conversation going on in heaven. The Lord Jesus is talking about his people, and the Father is listening to what he says. And if you're saved, you are part of that conversation. He's talking about you. Of course, and I have to point this out, if you're not saved, he's not talking about you. The second thing I want you to notice is this. When we pray, that is, when we really pray, when we truly pray, we must speak to our Heavenly Father. We learn that from the Savior. He, in prayer, is speaking to his Father. And there's a lesson there for us all. Christians often get confused about prayer and who it is they should address, speak to in prayer. Well, here we have it set before us. Prayer should be addressed to our Heavenly Father. And we should speak to Him, but in the name of the Lord Jesus. We can't come in our own name. We can't come depending on any merits that we might think we have. No, no, no. We must come in the Savior's name. And learn this also. We need the help of God the Holy Ghost when we do pray. To really pray, we need the help of the Holy Spirit. So that prayer involves the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All are involved in our praying. So that when you come to pray, you should be conscious, I'm talking to my Heavenly Father, but I'm doing so through the Lord Jesus. And I'm helped as I do so by the Holy Spirit. Isn't that wonderful? When we come to pray, all that is God comes to hear us and help us. So there's a lovely verse that perhaps you have heard before. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and the verse 5. It says, there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. A mediator? That's a go-between. Someone who connects one person to another. And the Lord Jesus is the great mediator who connects us with His Father. We come to the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we can pray to the Lord Jesus. We can talk to the Lord Jesus. But we do so in order that He might carry our requests, our prayers, to His Father. The Roman Catholic Church believes that Mary, the Mother of Christ, is a go-between. The best go-between. Better than the Lord Jesus. That church teaches its people that you can only approach Christ through Mary. That's not right, boys and girls. That is totally and absolutely wrong. Mary doesn't hear prayer. And it is very wrong to pray to her, to place her before Christ. Oh, that is something that must vex and annoy the God of heaven. No, boys and girls. The Bible teaches us that if we are to pray, we must approach the Father through the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus, on one occasion, famous words of His in John chapter 14, He says, I am the way. There particularly, He's talking about the way of salvation. I am the way. No man cometh unto the Father but by Me. And that expression includes the truth that not only can we not get to God in heaven and be with Him for all eternity, except through Jesus Christ. But it also means that we can't get to God the Father in prayer, except through the Lord Jesus Christ. You learn that, please. And understand, therefore, what prayer is. I talk to the Father through His Son. He, as it were, becomes the messenger carrying my request to the Father, as I am helped to pray by the grace and power of the Holy Spirit. We can't pray aright without the help of the Holy Spirit. He will guide us, bring thoughts into our mind, and guide us in the words that we speak to God in prayer. Learn that little lesson that's set before us here in our text. Then, let me come to the third thing. What a wonderful thing this conversation is. It's going on at this moment. At this moment, boys and girls, ever be conscious of this. Ever think about this. At this moment, in heaven, there's a conversation going on. And the Lord Jesus is talking to His Father about His people. If you're a Christian today, at this moment in heaven, you're being talked about. Isn't that something? As I thought about this, you know, I thought about how the King of England, he doesn't even know we're alive. He doesn't know your name. If he met you on the street, he would have to say, "Who are you?" He doesn't know you. Not so the Lord Jesus. If you're saved today, he knows you. And what's more, he has known you from all eternity. He knew you before you were born. He knew you before your mummy and daddy knew you. Think of that. Think of that. Before there was a world. Before there was a sun, a moon. Before there was a star. God knew you. Thought about you. How wonderful this is. How wonderful this is. Oh, it's very stirring and moving to think that in heaven there's a conversation going on about us. Let me tell you, what the Lord Jesus is saying to our Heavenly Father about us, if we're saved, is most wonderful. There's no criticism. There's no dark words of condemnation. Every word is a word of kindness, a word of love. Let me read to you a verse. It has often been mentioned in our pulpit in past times. Maybe you miss it. I hope you don't miss it now. As I read out this verse to you, listen to what it says. Here's the Lord speaking. And it's in Jeremiah 29 verse 11. For you older ones to look it up. Jeremiah 29 verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you. Here's what God is thinking about you at this moment. Saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end, an end that I have planned. That's what God is thinking about. That's what he and the Lord Jesus are talking about at this moment regarding you. If you're saved, peace. He's planning to bring about your peace, eternal peace, your joy, your happiness, your bliss. I could exhaust the English language getting words together that speak of the great goodness God is planning to bring about for you. If you're saved, are you saved? How often have I asked you that question? And how often has your heart grown cold and dark and sad because you know the answer is no, I'm not saved. Won't you get saved? Won't you come to the Lord Jesus and ask him to save you so that the next time I ask that question, you'll be able to say, yes, I am. One last thing as we look at this study this morning. Every loving, kind and caring thought that God at this moment is thinking about you will come to pass. You know, boys and girls, in our life we have many disappointments. We plan to do this, maybe even in the experience of the school, we have seen this happen. You have planned to go out for a nice walk, go to some beautiful area, and when the day arrives, it's bucketing down with rain, so there's no walk. Or when break time comes, and you're hoping to get outside to run around, that's your hope. It's bucketing down with rain, and you can't get out. And life's full of disappointments like that. Of late, people have been planning wonderful holidays, spending a fortune of money on the airplane and the hotel, getting to the airport only to find there's a line of thousands of people and the airplanes can't take off. There's a problem. Air traffic controllers are in a bit of a mess and everybody's standing there far away from the place they planned to be and bitterly disappointed. But that's what life's all about. Many of the plans we make never come about. Politicians, you know, are a wonderful example of that. Because In order to get elected, they come to the people and say, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get this benefit for you and that benefit for you. And they lay it on thick in order to get the people to support them and vote for them. But when they get into office, they cannot do anything like what they promised to do. They haven't got the money. There's too many things hindering them doing these things. And they have to face critics who every day remind them, you promised to do and you're not doing it. That's what politics is all about. Disappointment. But listen, that's not so with God. Everything God has promised for his people in this book, and it's a big book, and it's filled with promises, and every one of them will be kept, and will be kept absolutely to the fullest extent. So full is the extent to which God is going to fulfill his promises, we have no idea. It's like when you stand outside and look, the horizon stretches away, way, way out of sight. Well, when we look at the joy God has promised, the peace God has promised, the glory God has promised, it stretches away out of sight. We can't see the end of it. It's so great. Everything that God the Father and God the Son are talking about now regarding you, the good things they plan for you, will be fulfilled. Fulfilled to a measure we can't even begin to understand. You see, boys and girls, the devil can't stop God's plan. Men can't stop God's plan. Although, all too often, Christians believe that men can hinder God. And because they believe that men can hinder God, they don't do what God tells them to do. They say, oh, if I do that, I'll be in trouble, and men will... And they give thought to men, as if men can hinder God. Listen, I'll read a couple of verses in closing. This is the purpose that is purposed upon the whole earth, and this is the hand that is stretched out upon all the nations, for the Lord of hosts hath purpose, and who shall disannul it, or who shall cancel God's plans? And his hand is stretched out, and who can turn it back? That's Isaiah chapter 14, the verses 26 and 27. Again, this is Jeremiah chapter 32 and the verse 17. Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Do you hear me? There's nothing too hard for the Lord to do, and everything he plans for you, he will do. The Lord Jesus on one occasion said to his disciples, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. And all that at this very moment is being discussed in heaven about you will come to pass. Oh, be saved. Be one of those that the Lord is planning good for. Please, come to Christ today. Don't let another day go past without getting saved. Let's bow in prayer. We thank thee, Lord, for what the Bible tells us regarding your plan. They are too wonderful for us to fully understand. And what is equally wonderful is the fact that they will all come to pass. Nothing can stop God bringing about the blessing of his people. Bless the boys and girls today, the school, the teachers, and all the concerns that work here. Bring to pass your purpose for it. We ask in Jesus' name, amen. Amen.